Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And this is where we jump into a new topic. We talk all things from dating to careers and basically anything that might be kind of troubling you in your late 20s, early 30s, we're here.
This is our main episode, but every Friday we've got our extra nippy episode, which is about you, the listeners. So please keep sending in your dilemmas. We love talking about them.
How are you today?
Good. Yeah. Good. I am going to, I think you've just been actually, Jack Whitehall tonight.
Are you? Oh my God, it's so good. So honestly,
I'm really excited. I booked it ages ago. It's like one of those things I put in the diary and then I saw your story and I was like, oh my God, I'm buzzing now. I love him.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was actually really pleasantly surprised. Like, I like him anyway. I like, you know, the show he does with his dad and stuff. But like, I don't know what I expected, but I had heard that maybe stand-up wasn't as good as this kind of like sketches and stuff. But then when I went, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Because it's not just like a comedy show. It's, I guess like they add like a bit of like production value in it as well.
Oh, yes, because you're right. I love his shows. Like, he's so good when he's on television. Fresh Meat is one of my favorite programs. I rewatch it like every few years. I absolutely love it. But when I feel like you're right, stand-up is different to like, you know, the television show. So I was like, oh, how good's he going to be? But I'm excited now.
Yeah, no, he was great. He's great. And he put in, obviously, I watched it in Glasgow and he put in like loads of Scottish references and it just made me die. This like posh Englishman, like saying like Scottish words and really being like, direction, like, you know.
Oh, fantastic. And what have you been up to?
I've had the busiest day. So it's just been one of them days at work, you know, when everything just kind of like, you have a plan for your day and you're like, yep. Yeah, so none of that's getting done. None. Oh, that's getting done. I just feel like it's like a survival day. You know, you're like we just get to the end of it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Some days are like that. And I'm like, no matter how much pre-planning, I'm not really one for pre-planning. I just go with the flow. But if you're that busy, it's just my brain goes and I just can't function.
I know. And then I deliberately, like by accident, add more to my plate. You know, like, yeah, sure, I'll call you, knowing that that day is like packed and you're like, I should not be making work calls on the way to here. Like, I mean, what time are we at? Like, we're like 2:30 in the day and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not eating yet. So that's a good start. I've had one banana.
Oh my gosh, no. I mean, I had something and I've just scrammed some mini cheddars. Absolutely love mini cheddars.
By the way, why are mini cheddars so good?
Yes, I think they're honestly, they are elite. The only thing I'd say is this just seems so small, a packet.
Yeah, well, that's because we've got bigger stuff. That's why.
Yeah, why?
No, I don't mean like that. I mean like we're not kids.
No, I know. Or it's that anti-inflation thing or whatever it is where like, you know, stuff's getting smaller, but the price is going up.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like everything in the world right now.
Literally. Going in supermarkets at the moment, it's actually scary. Like I went in with my mum and it genuinely like put the fear in me because I was like, that is so expensive compared to what it used to be.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is insane. And on that note, should we talk about something cheery?
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. I mean, this is a good topic, actually. We've like brought this into some of the podcasts that we spoke about because it just comes into our lives quite a lot. But we wanted to put some focus on it because I think it's a really good one.
It is a really good one. And it's also one that I think feeds into lots of different professions and people in a way that I guess it just never 10 years ago, like it was, you know, not something, well, it was definitely not something that was a focus for me or like my friends that were, you know, maybe more in the corporate world, you know, it wasn't. So we're basically talking about personal branding today.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we both do slightly different things, but personal branding is important, really important to us both. But in general life, it is such a thing now. Like when you look at LinkedIn, it's like a social media platform now, but that's where you can create so much traction with building a personal brand. And it's like expected now. I mean, like, you know, in roles that I've had or when, you know, people have been hiring, it's something that they actively look at. Like, what's that person putting out there? What's their personal brand? Like, are they actively making an effort to kind of like do that?
Yeah. And also as well, I think that when you go for jobs now, like they actually look at your socials as well. Like even if it's like an accountant, they're looking at your socials. That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it's especially prevalent in like sales roles. So I was speaking with my previous work and they were hiring for like salespeople and literally he was on LinkedIn. He was looking for those that were super active and like kind of showed their personality through what they were doing. So it definitely helps to like put you in a better position for certain things.
Yeah, for sure. And I think trying to figure out your own personal brand is such a headache.
Yeah.
I remember doing that years ago. And I think there was like some weird quiz where you have to write down what you like and what's important to you. And then you do this weird spider diagram and then suddenly you should be a gardener. Like it was just so weird.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, how does this all kind of work? And how do you even begin to do it? Oh, do you know what I just thought? What it might be quite fun if I can try and guess your personal brand and you can try and guess mine and we'll see how successful we are.
But what do you mean though? As in like what genre or like what?
Like if I look at your brand, I'm thinking sexy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
That's definitely what you're going for. You're going for like a sexy, fun, kind of like out there, you know, a little bit mysterious because you're a public figure. That's the kind of vibes that I get from your brand.
Okay, thank you. I mean,
is that what we're going for, Soph?
Yeah, I mean, maybe some stuff a little work related. Like, I do think I'm still, you know, reasonably sort of...
Intelligent comes through.
Oh, good. I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, intelligent comes through. I'm like, I feel like she's giving us like kind of like boss woman, but like sexy and a fur coat vibes, you know?
Ooh, yeah. And okay. Yeah, hit the nail on the head. I feel like that's...
Oh, that's good. That means yours is good. I bet mine is god awful.
I suppose what I get off yours is like, I would say professional, like overall, like the way you put out is a very like high level, like anything, because you're a presenter, like you're so like put together, but in a very, it's like a very creative, like very fun, outgoing way, but still kind of that level of like, you've got it together.
That's so funny because, like, you know me, Soph, and I absolutely don't, do I? And that's why branding's so funny, because sometimes you think that it's like, you know, just a representation of who you are as a person, but really it's like, what is the story that you're trying to tell the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's so easy to forget as well, because I have these conversations, like, you know, especially for us, it is really important. And it's important what you put out there, because I think you forget that if you talk about something, you know, once or put it on a social media thing, but like it's on a story and no one sees it again, unless you keep pushing that kind of narrative, people don't know that you're like that. You know that you're like that. Like I know certain things about myself and in my career, mm-hmm. but if someone just went to my page or, you know, read certain things about me, they wouldn't get that kind of like holistic view that personal branding really is like those specific, you know, those few things that you want to put out to the world. You have to like consistently push them.
Yeah, it's like almost like an aura around it, isn't it? Because someone once told me, and it's that horrible word of niche, which I hate. I hate the word niche. I just think it's so limiting. But I also do appreciate, like you say you like 10 different things, it is important to take 3 and push 3. Because I think otherwise your personal brand can get really confusing really quick.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, whatever kind of space you're in, whether that's, you know, in a corporate space, whether, you know, you've got a 9-to-5, you know, what is the narrative you're pushing? What do you kind of support outside your workplace? Is it women in business? Is it, you know, charitable things? Like, what is it that you're trying to kind of like say to the world? And then they go, oh, she's the gal for this. You know, I think that's what it's all about really, isn't it?
Yeah, it so is. It's like they say, it's such like a whatever, you know, term, but it's like your network is your net worth. Mm-hmm. And it's like that thing of your personal brand is also like that feeling that you leave people with. And also it's like someone speaking on your behalf as well. Like you've got to paint a good enough picture of yourself and to others so that, you know, it in the event of, let's say it was a work environment, it's a networking thing or something, and in your name comes up, someone is able to like project the things that they know about you in the right way. Like they will almost, yeah, speak for you. That's what you want, like people to say the right things in the rooms that you're not in.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what it's key, right? And then that's when someone has, or some, you know, a company, for instance, take something like Nike, has such a strong brand,
yeah,
that you know exactly what Nike's about. You know that it comes from running. You know that that's, you know, you know so much about Nike without realizing that when you see that tick, all those things come to your mind.
Yes, exactly. It's like literally subconscious about mm-hmm. that, about that person or about that brand. And there's so many people that you can say that about. Like, you take huge celebrities or whatever, like, you know, Katie Price. I feel like you have a vision, or you know, you already know how you feel about that person because of what you know and that kind of thing. So, but it is always evolving. Like, I don't think mine is really a set thing, and it does change. Like, you know, this time last year, I was much more of a career. Like, I hadn't even sort of done the television thing and things like that. Like, that was my kind of whole embodiment of what I am. But then now things have evolved because my life's evolved. So it's always changing.
How do you start? Do you think if you're someone that's like, you know, I've never really thought about a personal brand, how do you like begin to kind of find your personal brand? I think that's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those, it's like you said about doing the tests and things, but it's like, you know, when those interview questions, like, what would your friends and family say about you? Like, what descriptive words? And it kind of is thinking like that. It's like, right, okay, like, you know, this is my, when I'm in work, this is when I'm outside work, like, this is what I care about, like, yeah, women in tech or whatever it might be. And things like LinkedIn, I mention it all the time, but like, when I've spoken to like a lot of young people about their careers and things, I'm like, get yourself on there and just start to build out like what that looks like, because you can, you know, you can post up on there, you can interact with other people's posts, you can like get involved with things that will help build that personal brand. Like, it'll just evolve. But ultimately, it's just like the impression you want other people to kind of feel for you, and that image that you want for yourself, I guess. And it's what that will look like whether that is, you know, creative or professional.
Welcome to the Train Happy podcast with me, Tally Rye. This is the podcast that helps you have a feel-good relationship with fitness, food, and body image. Each week, we'll be digging into an intuitive and inclusive approach to our health and well-being as we're joined by leading experts, friends of mine, and you to hear more about the journey of letting go of diet culture and feeling good in the skin you're in. It's a podcast for everyone, no matter what body you're in. You can find us wherever you found this podcast. Just search Train Happy wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
What's exciting about it as well is we live in like a day and age where you can literally wake up one day and create a personal brand, and you can use it to your advantage. I've used it in the past where I've decided to change my personal brand to fit into the space that I want to be in before I'm in that space. And that's really been helpful, I think, because sometimes you go, oh, I'm not that person yet. And you're like, you probably aren't. But like, how would that person dress? How would they talk? What's a kind of like tone through social media? Are they funny? Are they serious? You know, it's trying to kind of, I guess, put yourself in that space before you're even in it. And then when that opportunity comes up in that space, then they go, oh, I know who's perfect, you know?
Yeah, literally, exactly that. It's like adapting your CV for different jobs. Like, if you go for something that's more commercial, you might, you know, put more sales things in there. Or if you go for something that's more admin based, like, you can switch it up whenever you want to. And that is, yeah, the beauty of it. But obviously, it does, you know, take time to do that. Like, people aren't going to know, you know, exactly what you're about straight away. So it's just consistency of like building that out.
Yeah. And you get to decide, right? So I remember I woke up one day and was like, okay, I want to be a presenter now. And then I was like, okay, I want to be a kids presenter. So then suddenly I just literally changed my bio to, you know, the presenter. And then I started to kind of like make sure that my personal brand wasn't me on nights out, kind of like with a drink in my hand. And yeah, I kind of like switched it so that when an opportunity came up in kids TV, it made sense to pick me.
Yeah.
And then once I kind of finished that chapter of my life and was like, okay, well, how do I now do the opposite, right? How do I switch it up so that I'm not wearing clothes that shout kids TV? How do I switch it up that, you know, my image isn't as kind of not squeaky clean. I'm not like a, but what I mean is like, you know, can I push the boat and like the language I use? Can you swear, but put an ostrich instead? You know, like, how do you kind of, I guess, shape that so that people get to know the real you in a way, and the you that you want to project for the next chapter that you kind of want to go into? I think it is really helpful.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I bet for you as well, it was probably at times a bit difficult maybe to keep up with that personal brand, like when you were doing kids TV, especially being like, you know, young, like early 20s, like, you know, having fun and living your life. But equally, you probably had to be quite careful about what you were putting out there.
Oh my gosh, so careful. I was so, so careful. That is kind of why I moved away from the kids space entirely, because I was like, I'd got myself in a position where, you know, I'd just outgrown the brand. I'd outgrown it. And when I'd created it, it was me and I was authentic and I was high energy and I was, you know, excitable and that's who I was. But then I'd kind of outgrown it. And I found myself where I was like, well, I'm like a grown woman. And like, you know, when I was kind of transitioning into, I guess, I say adult radio, but it sounds really wrong. But like when I was kind of like transitioning into that, I would say things like, oh, I love festivals or, you know, I love this music. I love dance music. For instance, R&B is like my jam. And people were like, what? You know, like,
yeah,
because it's not what I'd been projecting for such a long time. They didn't know that about me. So sometimes because we know ourselves, sometimes we forget that the world doesn't know that about us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, 100%. And also, you know, for us, this isn't necessarily sort of as relatable, but obviously you can find certain things about us online and Google different things. And especially for me, like if I Google my name, there's certain things on there that I don't like to see, you know, like certain articles where I'm like, it's frustrating, but you know, it doesn't necessarily define you, but it definitely it can make it more difficult because that is what people's perceptions are. And if it is like a public figure, you can only do so much sometimes because a lot of it's out of your hands as to how you're depicted.
Yeah. And it's such a good point, actually. Sometimes, you know, you can put out there as much as you want, but actually people make of it what they want as well. And that can happen, like you say, on a larger scale, like in the news, but it can also happen just in like an office, you know, yeah, scale. You know, it could be that you've been working really hard to kind of show that you're the one that's like the hard worker, this or that. And it only takes one or two people to kind of change that branding about.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, it is quite, it can be such a positive thing, I think, personal branding, once you get it right. And also when you realize that whether you like it or not, you are a brand in whatever capacity, even if you are a lawyer. What kind of lawyer are you? Do people talk about you when, like you say, when you're not in the room, and do they say, oh, do you know what, she's fantastic for fighting, you know, for those that have had a harder start in life, or she's brilliant at the corporations, or, you know, yeah, what do they say about you as a lawyer and what do they say about you as a person? Yeah, she's never late, you know, that's part of your personal brand, and it all kind of adds up to kind of taking you forwards.
Yeah, it is interesting as well, because I actually saw a video recently on social media of a really young guy, like I'm talking like a teenager, and he made some really vile comments about some TikTokers that he saw out. He decided to just say some really vile things. He was racist and all of this. And obviously that video went viral, awful behavior. And it's just, you know, so many comments were like, you've ruined your life in one moment, because that's the image that is now you know, ingrained in people's minds. And this is like the power as well of social media and the things that you do. You know, everybody makes mistakes and things, but certain things like you can't come back from. And especially when you're so young, there's an element of like, you know, you have to be careful. I mean, you know, these things do follow you.
Yeah, yeah, they do. And I think thinking that they won't is actually quite naive. And it's also because we live in such a disposable world, we think that, oh, it'll just be old news. And yeah, absolutely will to a lot of people, but you'll be kind of left with it. And that's where it's hard, I think. Do you think that like social media, just like touching on that, do you think it's become like a kind of landscape for branding and like personal branding? And if it has, like, is there actual like space for people to just be authentic on there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think social media is like, just amplified it a million times over. Like even things like LinkedIn, the way that's like, you know, almost like a Facebook now is crazy. And like personal branding is so prevalent on that. I mean, you know, I've spoken to a few people where their job is to, obviously, you know, it's like PR, but like, you know, to build someone's personal brand. That's a huge thing at the moment. All of that side of stuff is super interesting, like helping brand CEOs and things like that. So they've got their own personal brand separate to businesses. But I think the authenticity comes from the person being authentic. Like I sometimes see things on social media or on LinkedIn and I just see right through it. I just think you're bullshitting a bit here. It'll be like a recruiter and they'll be like, I'm not generalizing here, but I mean, anyone, they'll put something out and you think, did that really happen? Or I'm just kind of like depicting that to kind of help, you know, make yourself look a bit better or I don't know, create a bit of traction on social media. But I think that there's space for authenticity if people are being, you know, honest about themselves and things like that. And I think that that does show through. I think there's a lot of people on social media now that are just like, I don't know, they create these kind of personas for themselves. But I do think it's kind of obvious sometimes.
Yeah, I do think a lot of the time it is obvious. I mean, those that do it really well, I guess we'll never know. You know what I mean? Because they do it so well that we just think that we know them. But it is, I mean, you take someone like Molly May, she's always like the poster girl, I guess, in a sense for the kind of personal brand and how powerful a personal brand can be.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if you're not, you know, wanting to be the next influencer, and hey, maybe you do, but if you don't, how are you, I guess, an influencer in your own space, right? How do you kind of influence other people and how is your personal brand going to help move you forward? I think when you're kind of like building it, there's a few like do's and don'ts, isn't there? What do you think they are, Soph?
I knew you were going to throw that back to me then. I was like, what are you going to say?
I'm like interviewing her at this point. There I am, a professional.
I mean, I think the don'ts are things like just being aware of the impact that certain things can have. And like, especially, you know, you do leave a mark on the internet or the things you say and things like that. Like, you don't have to, you know, hide yourself or hold certain things back. But it's kind of like that fine line of like, you know, putting personal information out there, but not kind of like giving everything away, because then, you know, you're completely vulnerable and people will make of that what they will. You want to project out there kind of like, yeah, what you want people to view you as. When I was younger, especially in the business world, I would sort of put myself next to those that I really looked up to. So like in, you know, previous sales jobs, I would be like just starting out and there'd be like, you know, one of the directors or one of the other females that was really, really smashing it. And I would actively, you know, try and either do the same things they did or just learn from them. Like, I think that's what's important. Like, if you are building your personal brand and you're not sure what that looks like, pick people, whether it is like a celebrity, whether it's like your uncle, whether it's like, you know, family, friends, whatever, pick someone where you're like, right, I really like what they're about. And I feel like they depict similar things to me. And then you can like base it against that and you know, yeah, reach out to people and speak to them about it, because those people are willing to help with that stuff. Especially if you're like, oh, I love your personal brand, I would be like, oh, thank you.
No, it's true though. Yeah. And also as well, it's like kind of like reframing, I guess, your mindset to realize that you are creating one, whether you kind of like it or subscribe to it or not. Then you will be creating one either way. So I guess having a little bit more control over it is a good shout. I think a do for me would be like to kind of open your mind a little bit to what it could look like. And sometimes we kind of don't realize who we are isn't maybe necessarily what we're projecting. You know, it could be really different. A good example is if maybe perhaps you are maybe really confident within who you are and yourself, but then in the office, you're actually really, really quiet. And it's almost like, okay, that's absolutely fine to be quietly confident, but how do you put yourself in a space that people can see that strength in you? How do you sign up for something that they're doing that kind of allows you to have that platform so people can really like see who you are behind kind of being that little bit quieter? I think that's a really good place to kind of start, is kind of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Because sometimes we get married to the idea of who we are and don't realize that that's not actually what everyone else is seeing.
Yeah, I think as well, like we did at the beginning of the podcast, maybe just asking people what they think your personal brand is, and then you'll get an idea of what you're putting out there at the moment. And if you want to adapt that, then you can, because it is always evolving. Like, yeah, it takes time and things like that, but equally you can go in any direction with it. It is so important, because I think back, like, you know, certain jobs and things like that, like I do think a lot of that has come from, you know, making that impact within like a business, and like, you know, always doing the things like being on time and like giving 100%, and like, honestly, like those little things where you're like, oh, it won't make a difference. People remember that stuff, and they're always like, oh, you know, that person always helps out, or, you know, oh, we're getting a new person and someone needs to train them. Oh, you know, Sophie can do that because she knows what she's doing, whatever. Like, you want to be at the forefront of people's minds for the opportunities that you want to be a part of.
Yeah, of course you do. And it's the way to do that is to kind of shape that, I think, that kind of like personal branding, projection, whatever you kind of want to call it. I think that's definitely the way in which you kind of get your name out there a little bit more. I know I've done it throughout my entire career, and, you know, maybe I'll turn into a fur coat wearing sexy gal before you know it. I don't think my boobs are big enough.
Well, to be that girl.
To be that girl. I'm serious. I don't think my boobs are big enough to be that girl. Maybe I'll need to buy some. No, I swear. I've got a girl I work with who's like, oh my gosh, her personal brand is like sex on legs, right?
Yeah. See, I know who you're talking about.
See? Yeah. Her personal brand is like sex on legs. And I'm like, how do I change my brand a little bit? You know, like, so that I can actually just bring it up to the age that I am. Because I'd been stuck in kids' TV for so long. I think I spoke about it in the fashion episode where I was like, I'm trying to like rejig it a little. Anyway, so I said to her, and she was like, I think you just need to like get your tits out. And I was like, what do you do if you don't have any?
You just draw them on, do something, just, you know.
Also, I've got to be honest and be like, it's not me. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I would look rigid. Maybe I'm quietly sexy, you know, like the quiet, confident one in the office. I'm just hidden back here.
You know, it's funny because like, I do try and be careful with what I put out there, but then sometimes I'll sit there and I'll be looking at a picture and I'll be like, do I post this or not? Like, I'm very, I suppose I carefully think about the things that I put out there. But then there is that side of it of being like, oh, you know, I'm 27-year-old, like young woman, like I'm still living my life and having fun. And then I'm like, so what if there's like, you know, a bit of boob or whatever? Like, yeah. I mean, there's much worse things that I could be doing. Like, I'm just like, it is what it is. I definitely overthink it sometimes.
Yeah, that's such a good point, actually. When you are looking at these things, sometimes you can overthink it. I know probably this episode's not ideal for that because we've just got you thinking about it. But I think once you kind of define what it is you're trying to say, what's your tone of voice, like what are you trying to put out to the world, then after that, you can just, if it's close enough to who you are authentically, then you can just be, you know, and then I think let it all kind of evolve as it does.
Yeah.
But I do think using it as a tool is handy. So, yeah. Or like a perfect example, I'm doing DJing at the minute and I haven't done loads of like actual DJ gigs. And I'm like, loads of people that kind of go on there might not know that I can DJ. So actually, it's like, let me change that side of my personal branding. Whereas maybe before, when I was maybe doing more kind of like hard younger stuff, I'd maybe use those spaces to promote something, you know, that was like a bit more outdoorsy, a bit more wholesome, you know. So it's like, how do you shape it, I guess?
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, funny enough, the last couple, like yesterday or the day before, I switched up my Instagram quite a lot because I realized when I look at my page, I'm like, what am I trying to put out there? And I realized I had like no things on, like I post my outfits and stuff sometimes, or like link fashion stuff. And I do like beauty things, and I've got like different kind of sides to me. So I decided to make three highlights on my page because I was like, wow, I need like a fashion, a beauty, and kind of like a lifestyle where I've posted things and spoken about things. Because especially like if we take Instagram as an example, if you post on stories, they disappear after 24 hours. So I could talk, you know, for hours about certain things, but then it's gone, you know, as soon as it's disappeared. So it's like, I kind of wanted just to pop that on my page. So I was like, oh, but I am interested in these things and skincare and things like that, just so that it's, you know, locked on there. And you can do that with certain things, like, yeah, with Instagram highlights, you know. On LinkedIn, you can pin posts. I pin the posts that are important to me so that, you know, if someone's looking, they can see I was on this podcast as a guest. And like, you know, mental health awareness and ADHD and things like that. Like, I'm like, I pin these certain things so that that's how you can like create that image.
Yeah. And we're in a world now where you can actually have the space to do that, right? We didn't have that before. It was all down to this one bit of paper that was your CV that you kind of like took out with you and all those things. But I think the main takeaway is having a look at what your personal brand is currently saying, even if you don't think you have one. And if it's not saying what you want it to say, how do you shape it so that it does? That it, in a way that it's still authentic to like who you are. Because if you just completely go totally left field and pick something so random, you can't keep it up anyway. So I think that would be my kind of number one takeaway. The first port of call is, what am I currently saying and what do I want to be saying?
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. I think that's the best way to start. The best way to start is to just start. Yeah. Ask people what you're projecting out there. You know, use tools like LinkedIn, use Instagram. You can, you know, build it out exactly how you want to. So yeah, you can be as creative with it as you want to be, really.
Yeah, and if you see all my posts disappear and just see sexy snaps, then don't at me, yeah?
She's rebranding everybody. You heard it first.
You heard it here first, honeys. Oh, I'm joking. Well, on that note, we will see you on Friday for Extra Lippy. It is, of course, all about you. I hope that you got something from that episode, because personal branding is not something that we hear spoken about all that often, but we're not here to gatekeep, are we, Soph?
Oh, gosh, no gatekeeping gals here. But yeah, hopefully it was helpful. I love talking about stuff like that. But yeah, feel free to, you know, DM the page if you want any more sort of info or advice, or let us know if you've taken any of it as well, because that would be great to hear if you guys have and if it's worked.
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure you get in touch. It's at the Loose Lips Podcast, or you can email us at looselips@createproductions if you want to be on Extra Lippy.
Of course. And yeah, follow us on our personals at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie HL Brown.
See you on Friday.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.